This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1688, How to Find Common Ground and Connection in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. How can you find out in an English conversation if the person knows someone you know or follows a show that you love? In this episode, you'll build this super useful connection skill to have more vibrant conversations in English. Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. Hey, Michelle, how's everything going?
Hey, Lindsay, everything's good over here. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent. I'm excited. What are we getting into in today's episode? Anything new? Anything interesting?
Well, Lindsay, are you familiar with the Chevy Chase vacation movies?
I am familiar. Yeah, I've seen a couple of them. I don't think I've seen them as many times as you have, but I've seen them a couple of times because they're a big part of our culture, right?
Yeah. And some of them, like there's like a Christmas vacation one. Yes. Like that one is like, that's one of those ones that I watch pretty much every holiday season. So guys, we just finished Thanksgiving. Yes. We're heading into really the holiday season. This is a definitely good one. A Chevy Chase, a Christmas Vacation. That's a great movie. I think, is it National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation? Well, look it up.
Yeah, that's such a good one too. You're right, Michelle. This is actually a great time for this particular episode because Christmas, the holiday season between Thanksgiving and Christmas, is a time when we do tend to revisit old movies that we watched as kids. I know we had a tradition of watching Home Alone for so many years.
Oh, yeah.
Just because it's so funny and it's so nostalgic of the 90s. Yeah. It is the fashion and their home and the robbers. It's just so fun and funny. And it just reminds you of being a kid in the 90s. This is a good time to be able to talk to people in English about what movies they know and what they're familiar with. So good stuff.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. And guys, we're going to be talking about, you know, more. I mean, we know how to say like, oh, do you know? Or
do you know?
You know, like we don't want to, we're going to give you different ways to do this. But like, this is useful because you are trying to connect. I mean, this is all really good for, like we said, asking people if they know movies or TV shows. Like also, I feel like this time of year, you know, there might be like some cheesy holiday specials on or something like that, or people or authors, books, whatever it is. But this can connect you.
Yes.
So we're going to show you how to do it today. So should we get started?
Yeah, let's do it, Michelle. Where do we start? Well, first of all, before we get started, Michelle, I do want to make sure our listeners know how they can get their fluency score. How can they do that?
Ah, well, I'm glad you asked. So go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. When you get there, you can take a short quiz. Don't get scared. It's not going to take you an hour. It's a very short quiz. Mm-hmm. And there you will get your fluency score, your level. And from there, you will now know, like, what is a good starting point? Like, where are you now? Right. And where do you need to go? And you can get resources for your level.
You got it. So guys, go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. Okay. So where do we start today, Michelle?
All right. So how can we ask? So one thing, like I said to you in the beginning, I could say, are you familiar with?
Yeah. So that one feels to me a little bit more formal, right? But it could be used in casual situations too. You could just use it in business or life. So that's why I like that one. Yeah. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. So you could say like, well, I said to you, are you familiar with the Chevy Chase vacation movies? Or I could say, are you familiar with the new Jennifer Aniston show? Or yeah. Mm-hmm. When you need to know like how to do something, like are you familiar with how to use this app, right?
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? Where we're putting with together with how, right? Are you familiar mm-hmm. with how to do this? But we can mm-hmm. say that in English, guys. So write that one down.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Lindsay, could you read what's the next one?
Okay. Have you heard of... So again, I feel like this is such common native English for our listeners today, right? Have you heard of the author, who is this, Leanne Moriarty? Yeah.
I think that's how you pronounce the last name.
Okay, all right. Yes, I haven't. I don't know who that is.
Oh, she's a very popular author. She's...
Okay.
She's pretty good. I've read a few of her books. do you remember, I don't know if you heard of the, have you heard of or are you familiar uh-huh. with the HBO show Big Little Lies?
I have, yeah. Okay.
Okay. So that's her. That's her based on one of her novels.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yes. And then, okay. Yeah, I've heard a lot about that for sure. All right. That's a good one. And then maybe a bakery, right? There's a bakery. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of the bakery Cookies on 15th Street? Ooh, sounds good.
Yes, it does sound good. It sounds good.
Yeah, the most dangerous thing when I was living in Cambridge, and this is so dangerous for college kids, right? There was mm-hmm. a cookie delivery place. It was just a cookie shop, and they delivered cookies to your dorm room.
Uh-oh.
I'm sure that was a good way to put on that freshman 15, but so yummy, so yummy.
So, oh, cookies are my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
And another thing you could say is, does X ring a bell? Does something ring a bell?
Yeah.
So to ask if somebody knows something or they've heard of something, right? So you could say, does the name Rachel Tenner sing a bell? Right? Like, I'd made that up.
Sing a bell or ring a bell? Ring a bell, right? Yeah. Does the name Rachel Tenner, I thought you said sing a bell or something.
No, ring a bell.
Does the name Rachel Tenner ring a bell? Right? That's great. Also, when you're trying to see if, you know, you say, oh, we went to high school in the same place. Does this name ring a bell? That would be a very common usage of that, I think.
Right. It's like, oh, you know that the person should know them.
Right, exactly.
So they're saying like, ding, ding, ding. Like, does that kind of alert you or remind you or of this, right?
That's right. Perfect. Love it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or like, does the song Stand By Me ring a bell? That was my wedding song. So if I said to Dan, like, oh, like I heard a good song today. Does the song Stand By Me ring a bell? It's like, I know he knows it, but so this is a kind of a little bit different context, but also very useful.
Yeah, there's a lot of different contexts where this would fall into place. This would make a lot of sense, guys, to build that relationship, but such good stuff. Such good stuff. So let's give some examples. Yeah.
Well, actually, now we're going to go to the other side.
Oh, the other side. What do you mean by the other side? Yeah.
The dark side. No, I mean, if you haven't heard of something, right? Like, no, you're answering no. You don't have to match these up. I mean, if somebody says, are you familiar with, you don't have to say I'm familiar with or I'm not. You can mix and match these, right?
I see.
So like, for example, you could say I'm familiar with mm-hmm. or I'm not familiar with.
Got
or sometimes
it.
Some people will just say like, oh, I'm not familiar, right? Oh, gosh, I'm having that experience where I'm staring at the word and it's like, it looks
funny. Doesn't feel right. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm having that experience right now. Okay. If you say yes, like I'm familiar, it sounds like you might know it, but maybe like your tone of voice, you could say like, I'm familiar. Like,
right.
Maybe you don't know it that very well. Like, so for example, you could say, oh, yeah, I'm familiar with that show. Yes. Right. If somebody asks you.
Yeah, or I'm not familiar with that show. Yeah, and often people don't even use the word familiar in their response. They just say, if someone asks you, are you familiar with that? And you could say yes or no. But this is as you're opening it up on your own, Michelle, right? Is what you're saying? Not in response to someone's question?
Oh, I was thinking.
You were?
Well,
okay.
It doesn't have to be.
Okay. Yes.
Like, it's... you can use it to respond, but you can also, like, if somebody just is talking about the show, like, yeah. Oh yeah, like, wasn't that show amazing? And you could just say, oh, I'm actually not familiar with that. And then maybe you continue the conversation by saying, like, oh, what is it about? You know, and then use that to build the connection.
Yeah, I love that. How you put actually, I'm actually not familiar with that. And then you ask a question about it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey guys, if you want to know your fluency score, then go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score and take our simple quiz to find out if you are 50% fluency, 65% fluency, or 80% fluency. Go right now to allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, Lindsay, what's another thing that you could say if you don't know something?
Okay, so you could say, I haven't heard of X, right? I have not heard of something, right? I haven't heard of the show Seinfeld, for example, right? Or I have heard of something, yeah.
Right, I've heard of, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, I have heard of that singer, or mm-hmm. I haven't heard of that show.
Yeah, so good. Or something does or doesn't. So pay attention to the verbs here, guys. We need to know what verbs we're using here. The next one is something does or doesn't ring a bell. Okay. So right. What would be an example of that, Michelle?
Like, her name rings a bell for sure. Mm. Right. So like with the Rachel Tenner, you know, a question like, oh, does the name Rachel Tenner ring a bell? Oh, yeah. Her name rings a bell for sure. Why do I know that name? You know?
Right. Yeah, I love that. Or you could say, or if it doesn't, you could say, he doesn't ring a bell. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Or the song that or name. It doesn't, or yeah, it. Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah. More commonly, I guess, the song or the name, not so much the person, right? Would you say? We wouldn't say the
actually,
face
that's
rings
true.
A bell.
I feel like I made a mistake. I feel like he doesn't ring a bell.
No, it doesn't make sense. Weird.
I think I wrote that wrong. But yeah, I would say more like, yeah, I agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah. Connection, not perfection, Michelle. Connection, it's okay to make a mistake. Our listeners know that.
Womp, womp. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. So, but good point there. I mean, guys, I think this is so useful to get an idea of what people do or don't know so that you can also continue that conversation, like we were saying. Mm-hmm. And we can do follow-ups on this, but that idea of like, oh, if somebody asks you, do you know something and you don't know it, don't just say, no, I'm not familiar with that. And then just like look down at the floor.
Right. We should do another follow-up episode on this, Michelle. What could you ask to keep open that conversation and learn about that piece of pop culture or that person to maintain the connection so you don't lose it?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So continue, right? If you haven't heard of something, don't just drop it like, I don't know. All right, goodbye. Like, this is like such a good, because usually if somebody's asking you if you know something, they're like kind of excited about it. Like maybe they're like excited to talk about it. And it's like you're kind of just like leaving them in this
like, right.
Awkward true. Like place in the air of like, oh, I was going to talk about it with you. So give them that opportunity.
Yeah, because it comes back to connection here, Michelle, right? People build connections based on like what they know, especially pop culture, TV shows. And I'm actually in this situation a lot where I don't know what the person's talking about. They'll make a reference. Oh, are you familiar with this new show? No, I don't know what that is. Or this song or this singer or this piece of art, whatever. Sometimes I just don't keep up with stuff. Right. For whatever reason. And then I don't want to lose that. They had all this energy coming into that question to me. And now I need to do something with that energy that they have. Right. Redirect it into building that connection in a different way.
Yeah, exactly. So, yes, we'll definitely do a follow up on this. Mm-hmm. I think that's an important skill. So but should we do a little bit of a role play?
Yeah, I'd say let's show our listeners how it's done a little bit here. So in this case.
All right,
case,
we'll use a few of these. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, oh, sorry, Lindsay, go ahead. What's the
Oh, that's
the
okay.
Situation?
No, we're going to meet at a party here, Michelle and I, and we're going to try to see here what we have in common. So we know what the basis of our conversation can be. Right. Uh-huh. Here we go. All right. So are you familiar with the show I Love Lucy?
Oh, I'm familiar with it for sure.
Oh, it's my favorite. Oh, I know what I wanted to ask. Does the name Mark Opel ring a bell?
Yes, he's my neighbor.
How funny.
Oh, so you must know Teresa.
No, that name doesn't ring a bell.
Well, have you heard of that new coffee shop, Drink Up?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
That's her place.
Oh, wow. Okay, this is great. And that's the other piece. This can be so powerful when you reach that moment in a conversation when you realize you know the same person, like you have someone in common.
Yes.
It's incredibly powerful. Because I think it's kind of a human thing where we want to know, it's like in group, out group in a way in our minds, right? Oh, you know this person. So maybe it goes back to the ancient brain of like, this person is safe because they know this person, right?
That's interesting.
Evolutionary psychology,
that was deep,
Michelle. Evolutionary psychology. Yeah, really good stuff. So anyways, okay, let's go back.
All right.
Okay. So I said, are you familiar with the show I Love Lucy? And you said,
oh, I'm familiar with it for sure. And I, with my intonation, right? Like I could have said like, yeah, I'm familiar with it. Yeah, for sure. You know, but because I, you know, you can use it. You can use this expression like, for knowing something well, or like just like knowing it. I feel like it covers both, and it depends like on your intonation, right? So I would say like, I'm familiar with it for sure. It's my favorite, you know?
Yeah, for sure. It's so important, intonation here, because it signals to the other person that you want to talk about what they brought up.
Yeah, or actually this could be a bonus. Like, you know, some like sometimes people might say it like this, like, am I familiar with it? It's my favorite show, you know?
Yeah, for sure. That could be another episode.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, and then, yeah, what did you say?
Okay, I said, does the name Mark Opel ring a bell? So I'm asking, I'm thinking, oh, we might know the same person. We're trying to get a sense of that.
Exactly. And then I said, yes, he's my neighbor. I was excited. And then I said, so you must know Teresa. And you said, no, that name doesn't ring a bell.
Right. And that's a great, and typically, I guess if someone uses that idiom, you might use it back, but not always, right? We're just using this again for the role play. You guys know it's not always, the real world is not always exactly like the role play. But you could also, if we do the intonation correctly, if we use the same one, right, Michelle? No, that name doesn't ring a bell.
I feel like, ring a bell. Yeah. I feel like there was like kind of enough space in between. But like, I agree. Like you wouldn't want to just like constantly be like, does that ring a bell? No, it doesn't ring a bell. Does it ring a bell? Like it just like, it'll drive you crazy.
Exactly. Then what did you say last? We're talking about a coffee shop.
I said, well, have you heard of that new coffee shop, Drink Up? And I feel like that's a real coffee shop. Probably
it is. I'm sure somewhere in the world it is. And then I said, yeah, I've heard of it. Right.
I said, that's her place. Yeah. So we like made, I mean, here we like made a bunch of connections and now we can go deeper into any one of these. Like we've kind of like touched on things. I mean, yeah, like maybe we wouldn't have like the I Love Lucy thing, then we kind of moved on really quickly to something else. But, you know, you might not want to just like be like, oh, we like the same show. All right, let's talk about something else. Like, you know, you'd probably spend some time on that. Or like, why were you asking with that? Like maybe something reminded you of like, oh, are you familiar with I Love Lucy? Oh, that person reminds me of that character or, you know.
Yeah. We missed a few transitions in here. We should be there in the real world. Otherwise, we're just really blowing through three different topics and just in 3 seconds.
Like five lines. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. No, but guys, again, role plays are just a way for you to see it in context. And then you're going to fill in all the details around the context. Okay. So, I mean, what's the takeaway for our listeners, Michelle? I feel like this is a very useful episode.
Good. Yeah. Well, guys, this is good for making connections. I mean, finding things in common, moving the conversation along, you know, showing that you do or don't know something. And one of the key points is if you don't know of something, don't just like be like, oh yeah, nah, I don't know it. Just like, you know, gotta keep going. And we'll talk more about how to do that in a follow-up episode. But useful expressions, useful connection skill.
Totally useful connection skill. That's why I'm glad that we did this episode today, Michelle. Thanks for hanging out. And I want to remind our listeners, guys, go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score to get your fluency score. Are you 50% fluency, 65% fluency, or 80% fluency? We will tell you in that quiz. All right. All right, Michelle, thanks for hanging out today on the show.
All right, Lindsay, have a good one and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Take care. All right. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.